I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tony Barnhart joins us right now here on Dukes and Bell, Mr. College Football. And Tony, you wrote a great piece for Sports Illustrated as well, talking about would the SEC go at it alone? As of right now, they don't have to make that decision, but would they?
I don't think they would. I think, and from Commissioner Sankey said yesterday, could we do it? Yes. Would we do it? It's probably not the best way to go. As Brother Mike Bell would tell you, the optics would not be very good if you do that. All of a sudden, all these other people are playing, and you're out there as the Lone Ranger. So the SEC is the conference. If anybody could pull it off, sure. It's a strong entity unto itself, but my feeling is they would not do it.
It is Tony Barnhart, guys, from the SEC Network, and again, you can follow him at Mr. CFB. And Tony, do you have any insights, anything that's inside enough you want to share with us and the listeners, but are there anybody that's lobbying in the SEC either to play or not to play?
I think the people in the SEC have been very consistent. I think because they're listening to the commissioner. And all the people I've talked to, they want to play. Obviously, safety is the number one factor, but they've got some of the best medical people in the world working with the SEC. It is, as one famous coach said, a process. All right, they've got to go through the process. You're going to have to make a decision. You don't have to make a decision today. You have to keep on doing what you're doing. And the first game for the SEC is 40-something days away. So it's just a process of staying on track and seeing if you can get the season started and seeing if you can play one game. Don't talk about 10 games. Let's talk about one game. Can you play one game and keep the players safe? And we'll see.
Tony Barnhart joining us here on the program. Tony, the decision made by Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, obviously a tough one. But then we hear Nebraska and their coach, and Scott Frost talking about we want to play, and then there's kind of a pep rally mentality about Nebraska fans and the way that they are basically flipping Warren off and saying we'll go somewhere else. Tony, explain to our listeners they just can't walk away from the Big Ten.
No, they're not going to go somewhere else. They're going to talk about it. They may pick up the phone and call the Big 12 commissioner and say, could we please come home? We don't fit in with these kids in the Big Ten. They don't like us, and they don't like the way we are, and they don't like, and so we don't like, maybe that's the answer. But no, the Ohio State's not going to go anywhere, and, Nebraska's not going to go anywhere. They're venting. Listen, the coaches do this for one reason and one reason only. They understand what the issue is. They understand that their presidents call the shots. But what they're doing is talking publicly so that the players say, oh, okay, my coach has got my back, all right? They're not going to cave in. They're going to fight. They're going to fight. It's going to all be verbal. It's going to all be for show, and nothing's going to change.
Tony Barnhart from SI joins us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline as we're waiting to see what's going to happen here. Tony, were you surprised that at least it came out in the media that the ACC was kind of blindsided by the SEC to go conference only? Aren't these guys talking to each other?
Well, obviously, they weren't in this kind of case because I knew. Let's see, the SEC made their announcement on a Thursday. What their schedule for them? I knew on Tuesday. Somebody told me on Tuesday to keep my mind open for a conference-only format, and so I kind of knew it was coming. I don't know if the ACC was trying to leverage the SEC by coming up with that format, but as early as the Tuesday before it was announced, the SEC knew they were going to a conference-only format.
Tony, what are the coaches that you're talking to in the SEC specifically saying? We haven't heard a lot. I was saying this earlier from Kirby, per se, you know, public statements. I know Nick Saban recently came out and talked about, you know, he feels like kids are safer on campus. What are you hearing in your conversations with these coaches?
Well, the coaches want to play. The players want to play as long as it's safe. What you don't want to have happen is start – what the nightmare, of course, is somebody losing their life. Mm-hmm. But the other night, the second nightmare after that is starting the season and have it to stop it abruptly. Because if they stop it abruptly, they probably won't come back. So, you know, you've got to stay on top of this stuff. You're not going to see coaches say a whole lot unless it's to back their players and what their players are doing. Because quite honestly, the coaches don't need to be talking. You know, mm-hmm. coaches don't need to be talking. You need to let the commissioner. You need to have one voice in this. You don't need to have a bunch of voices. So that's you're not going to hear the coaches talk very much at all.
It is Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, with us here on Dukes and Bell. Don't forget radio.com as well. Yeah, Tony, what about the players and the movement? We've said a lot this year about the players have got more juice, for lack of a better word, than they've ever had. I mean, eventually we're going to get the name, image, likeness thing, but are we going to see, are we going to see something different than what we thought we were going to see, where some of these guys can make money off their image?
Well, the name, image, and likeness is going to happen. Okay, with everything that's gone on, the question is ultimately going to be, how much are they going to let the players make? Okay, can for example, if you're a great player like a Trevor Lawrence, can you sign a shoe deal with Nike when your school has already got a shoe deal with Nike? Can you do your own shoe deal? All right, can you where does it do, can you go to the owner of a local car dealership, sign autographs, and take pictures for an hour and get a couple $1,000s? I mean, it's going to happen. The only question is going to be the scope of it. The NCAA wants them to put in an antitrust exemption so they can't get sued for clamping down on what the players can make. I don't think they're going to get it. And so name, image, and likeness is going to happen. The only question is going to be, what's the scope? How much will the players be allowed to make?
It's Tony Barnhart, guys. We're talking college football. Mr. College Football joining us here on the program and getting some more insight into these decisions. Okay, so right now it looks like we've got, I'm looking at seven conferences potentially that are still going to attempt to play. In 3 weeks, Tony, will it still be that?
Probably not. I think some of the group of five, you know, the Conference USA is still out there. Sun Belt, that's got, you know, Georgia State and Georgia Southern, Appalachian and all that, they're still out there. And so I think the American Athletic Conference is in it for the long haul. They're the number six conference of the power group. I've talked to their commissioner a pretty good bit. I think they are there. But I think 3 weeks from now, the Power Five will still be there, assuming there is no incredibly rash breakout that makes them shut it down.
What's the drop-dead date, Tony? When do you think, when do we come to Jesus?
Mike, think in terms of when do you play your first game. Now, back it up 4 weeks. You really got to know 4 weeks out, because 4 weeks out is when you start getting ready for real in that first game. And so everybody I've talked to said the decisions you make really, to be fair to everybody, if you're playing or not playing, if you're playing, you got to be fair so you can make your preparations. If you're not playing, then everybody needs to know and figure out what they're going to do next. So thinking, SEC, for example, they start on September 26th. Well, by August 26th, a couple of 3 weeks from now, they need something pretty definitive about what they're going to do.
Tony, it's always good to have you on, man. We appreciate your info.
We look forward to
seeing where this goes.
We never get a chance to catch up. How you been? What have you been doing, Tony? What are you doing these days?
Just chasing this story. I've been writing it since March 12th. So, and how this is impacting it has been an amazing stretch. I've been doing this a long time, and I've not seen anything even close. The only thing close to this was the attacks of 9/11, when we shut down football for about 7 or 8 days. Nothing else has been like this.
No. And even then, we knew it would come back at some point. Now we don't even know when it's going to come back. Tony, well, thanks again,
the
man.
The biggest change is that we had sports as a release
back then.
We don't have sports as a release. Now, we do now, but we'll see what happens later on.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.